From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq, the first group of women to join the country's military are now on duty. It's an American initiative to include women in the new Iraqi army. More than 50 have completed training in neighboring Jordan and are on the job. But as NPR's Ann Garrels reports from Baghdad, they're keeping a low profile.
The U.S. 1st Cavalry Division organized a meet-and-greet between Iraqi and American women soldiers to give the new Iraqi women a boost. 90 Iraqi women have bucked tradition to join the new Iraqi army. Drawn from all of Iraq's communities, 24-year-old Saha Hajim says these women want to defend a unified Iraq.
I am Muslim.
Not Shiite Muslim, not Sunni, not Kurd.
All of we are equal.
As a major, 35-year-old Akram Ahmed Mufid is the senior Iraqi female officer. She says the commander of Iraqi forces has made it clear he's opposed to the idea of women in the military. She's banking on the support of the defense minister.
So if I found someone like in this position and he encouraged me, so whom should I pray though?
Many, in fact. First, she had to deal with her own family's opposition.
I faced a lot of refusal from the family, but I had to do it. So I told them I'll do the job. They accepted this and they are impressed of my job and they are now very proud of me.
42-year-old Turkiya Saha, a mother of two young sons, has her husband's support, but the rest of the family remains in the dark.
My husband.
Nobody knows, only my husband.
Where did they think you were when you disappeared to Jordan for 3 months?
What my family knows is that I'm in Jordan for 3 months for training on computer to be part of the human rights ministry, something like that, just like a cover for my story.
28-year-old Ingrid Tai is a captain with the 1st U.S. Cav.
One of the things that we were talking about was I asked them if they tell people that they're in the Army, and they said most of them don't tell them other people that they're in the Army, because I asked if there was a big fear, and they said there is a fear out there. So it's a very dangerous job.
Dangerous because Iraqi security forces are increasingly targeted by insurgents. These women don't wear their uniforms on the streets.
No.
So far, the Iraqi military isn't quite sure how to use these women, though many are highly educated, more so often than their male counterparts. They're being assigned solely to guard duty at the Ministry of Defense, where they say they get little respect. Sergeant Christina Rockhill has nothing but admiration for her Iraqi colleagues, given what she's seen on the streets.
It's almost sort of like a freak show. And they would just swarm around, and I don't know what they're saying, and I'm sort of glad that I don't. Sometimes I think it's not very nice. And they've got a lot of obstacles in their way. They're very, very brave.
Tiny Rania Saha, a 24-year-old first lieutenant who barely hits 5 feet, says the only way she'll leave the army is in a box.
I told them I'll not leave the army just in one case. If I was at my work, and I did. Just death makes me leave the army. And I think most of my girls have the same idea.
Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.